I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. And this is Regina Spektor.
How can I forget your love? How can I never see you again? There is a time and place for one more sweet embrace. And there's a time, ooh, when it all, ooh, went wrong. I guess you know by now that we will meet again somehow. Oh, baby, how?
Singer-songwriter Regina Spektor's latest album comes out tomorrow. It's called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. Spektor grew up in New York City, in the Bronx, but she was born in Moscow and lived there until 1989. As she puts it, she spent the first 9 years of her life being a little Russian girl. Spektor is something of a darling among music fans who gravitate toward independent artists with original voices. In that respect, there's plenty to satisfy those fans on What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. If you listen carefully, there are also stylistic influences from Russia. But Regina Spektor told me that her Soviet influences come from just a handful of songwriters.
I didn't really grow up in Russia enough to be influenced by popular music. I don't even really know what the popular music there is or was. I was much more influenced by singer-songwriters and bards.
Like who?
The kind of, like Bulat Okudzhava. Two of his songs I actually covered in Russian for the digital deluxe version of my record. Mm. I also really, really love Vladimir Vysotsky, and he is definitely a national hero of, you know, a Soviet songwriter and an incredible actor and poet.
You mentioned this singer, Bulat Okudzhava, who mm-hmm. has composed so many songs that are adored, apparently, in Russia. Now, the song Prayer, I think that's a translation of the song he wrote. Let's have a listen to it. This is actually from a vinyl, so we'll take a taste of this.
Пока земля еще вертится, пока еще ярок свет. Господи, дай ты каждому, чего у него нет. Умному дай голову, трусливому дай коня, дай счастливому денег и не забудь про меня.
That's Regina Spektor performing a song by the Russian singer Bulat Okudzhava. Explain to our American listeners, Regina Spektor, who Bulat Okudzhava is and what he represents for Russians and you.
Well, he's an amazing poet. He was of the times of World War II. His songs are very melodic. Like, he writes these melodies that just sort of hurt, you know, and he was from the Georgian Republic. He's just a national hero.
And Regina, what lines of Bulat Okudzhava do you often wheel out when you think of him?
Let me see. I mean, I definitely the two songs that I covered, you know, one is Malitva and the other one is Stary Pidjak, which means the old jacket. And
give us a few lines of that one.
Old jacket starts, Я старый пиджак давно ношу, совсем потерся и не нов он. It's a very heartbreaking song. It's about this man who, he has this old suit jacket, and he's worn it for a long time, and it's threadbare and, you know, unfashionable. And so he takes it to a tailor to have it altered a bit. And he jokingly says to the tailor, you know, if you alter it just right, you know, maybe if it has a new cut, my luck will change in this world. And the old tailor, he took it really to heart, and he's worrying and he's struggling. And as he's sewing and re-sewing this jacket, he sees it almost as if it's reality. In his mind's eye, he sees that as soon as I put this jacket on, I will believe in your love again. Mm. But that's not how things work. What a silly old man. Я много лет пиджак ношу, давно потерся и не нов он. И я зову к себе портного и перешить пиджак прошу. Я говорю ему, шутя, перекроите все иначе. Сулит мне новые удачи, искусство кройки и шитья.
When you sing in Russian, do you find that you express yourself differently? Is there an emotional side of you that is more easily accessed in Russian?
I think that, you know, I definitely feel like it's a different side of me, for sure. It's, you know, it's my first language. I spent the first 9 years of my life being a little Russian girl, you know, and then I moved to the Bronx and, you know, and then at 9 and a half, my life as a little American girl began. There are things, especially in the words of, you know, Akujava and Pushkin, and when I read Russian literature, when I listen to songs of that time, I really love it. I love going into the world of, you know, opening a Russian book or reading poems by some of my favorite poets in Russian. It's just, it definitely feels just like a different part of me.
Finally, Regina Spektor, the piano that you learned to play on, that Czech maid Petrov, your family had to leave it in Moscow when you moved to the States. Have you ever gone back to try and find it? Or is it one of those things that you just have to let go of?
I think, you know, I'm going to go back for the first time since I've left, actually,
really?
This summer to play a couple of shows. Yeah, I'm so excited about that. And I, you know, it's going to be just an overall big emotional thing for me just to go back there after all these years, especially playing music. But I wouldn't even begin to know where to look for it.
Regina Spektor, the new album is called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. Thank you, and really good to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Marco.
All the rowboats in the paintings, they keep trying to row away. And the captain's worried faces, stay contorted and staring at the waves. They keep hanging in their gold frames for forever, forever and a day. All the rowboats and oil paintings, they keep trying to row away, row away.
What We Saw from the Cheap Seats is the title of Regina Spektor's new album. It comes out tomorrow. This song, All the Rowboats, is the first single from the CD. You can see the video at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.
Hear them whispering, French and German.